Each year, as many as 200 astronomers come to the McDonnell Observatory to work in the domes of the huge telescopes that preside over the Davis Mountains of West Texas. About 130,000 visitors annually also come to look at the stars. To accommodate them, the observatory opened a new visitor center in 2002. It has an outdoor amphitheater that accommodates 300 people, a 2,400 square foot exhibit hall, a classroom, an orientation theater, a snack bar, and a gift shop. Spirals and concentric circles are a dominating theme of the center, in the entrance plaza with its huge sundial, in the outdoor patio, and in the amphitheater. Rotenberry Wellen Architects of Midland incorporated them in the center's design because spirals carved in ancient rocks in the southwest are thought to be some of man's earliest ways to mark the passage of the seasons. The southwestern influence didn't stop there. One of the area's traditional ways to build was with dry stacking stone. That technique is simulated in the center's retaining walls and columns. It's really a veneer of native sandstone quarried in Pecos, Texas, and applied over concrete. At night, this remote area is one of the darkest places in the United States. To protect that sanctity for the astronomers, the center is almost windowless, not to keep light out, but to keep light in. Lighting that illuminates the walkways is shaded and red, which preserves night vision.
Tell you what, let's set this up here.
That's important because three nights a week, hundreds of visitors come for star parties where they look at celestial objects through a number of telescopes.
Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Stars.
Uh-huh. Do you see something
Frank
else?
Sanciello is the center's senior program coordinator.
Do you see like a cloud? When people visit the visitor center here, one thing that I hope that they leave with is a better understanding of what goes on up there. I mean, that's part of the whole reason we built the exhibit hall.